Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a
singer.
I want to be a
modeler.
I
want to
be a
songman.
I
want to
be a
singer. I want to
be an
actress.
I
want to
be a model.
Good evening or good day, children. It must be Sunday because we are on with Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, where we have big and small and girls and boys, mommies and daddies, grandma, granny, nana, grandfather, grandpa, poppy, aunts and uncles, and people who just care. Now, thank you so much for letting us share this fantastic evening, because we're going to have fun in retiring the sun. So we thank you again for coming on to Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul. Now, we're going to be talking again today about wonderful things. And, of course, you know, bedtime stories is our primary thing. So we're talking about Halloween, and it's going to be one long, long night where you're having your costumes and getting lots of goodies. And, of course, we will be having and waiting for anticipation, because a lot of you can't wait to be able to show it off. And there may even be some fear. So we thank you so much for letting this come. And some of you might even be having storms, and so you'll be anticipating what's going to happen. And, of course, all kinds of fears. But you know what, boys and girls? We've got to get you to come inside, because in West Coast time, the boys and girls are still out, so I think I can even hear them even playing. Do you hear them, boys and girls, moms and dads? Come on in. It's really tight. It's really very difficult to try to get you to come in when you're having so much fun playing in the playground.
Come on, boys and girls, let's come in.
Sorry, it is difficult to get these kids to come in.
Boys and girls.
It is real. You know, sorry, the reason why it's probably so difficult, because they are so excited about all the things that are going to happen. So how is it for you out there in the ocean?
Well, it seems like stars swimming away.
I know, those waves coming in and out. I think she might have to find another means in trying to listen to us. Starfish, what are all those fishes there? Maybe Shauna. The mermaid, maybe she may have something to call everyone in. But I know that
get ready for story time.
Oh, there she is. We hear her. She's ready for story time. How's it out there in the ocean, starfish?
Well, you know, there's a Frankenstein storm, and perhaps poor Starfish is being caught up in the water, and we can only hear her on occasion.
It's certainly wavy, the lots of waves.
And we know it's going to be really some storm with the full moon out. And Starfish, you might have to even
talk
to...
think of Halloween.
You might have to talk to the mermaid Shauna and get her phone and be able to talk to us so we can be able to hear the echo. Because I think you're coming in and out like the wave.
Well, you know what? I'm going to play It's Not Afraid of the Dark.
That will do.
I'm not afraid of the dark. No, I'm not afraid of the dark. The rest of you kids can throw your fists, but I'm not afraid of the dark. That monster underneath my bed, it's just a box of clothes. And that creature in my closet, he's got a long sleeve for a nose. What I once thought were scary things, well, turned out not to be. Remember that monster outside my window? It's just a silhouette of a tree. Well, I'm not afraid of the dark. No, I'm not afraid of the dark. The rest of you kids can throw your fists, but I'm not afraid of the dark. Now it's true, I must confess, well, I used to be afraid of scary sights and spooky sounds my imagination made. I'm lying in the darkness, but I can see the light. Nothing's gonna harm me in the middle of the night, because I'm not afraid of the dark. No, I'm not afraid of the dark. The rest of you kids can throw your fists, but I'm not afraid of the dark. I learned things the hard way. Take advice from me. Before you go and throw away another night of peaceful sleep, hop in bed and say your prayers. Kiss your dad and mom. Don't forget to ask them before they leave. Could you leave the nightlight on?
That was such a nice song. And it's so appropriate for Halloween and all the different costumes that you're going to be wearing, or you may even be seeing, or some of the decorations that you might see at your school, or some of the decorations that you might even see in the store. Lots of fear that will be coming all around you. But you know what? You can anticipate some of those things by going to some of the Halloween parties during the day and having costume contests. Because what that will do is you'll be able to anticipate how it would look. And once you anticipate, and once you are prepared, it won't be frightening for you when you know that it is not real. Because emotions sometimes can get away from you, and that's what usually will happen. It's just like what we did when we were playing with our friends. And sometimes we call it play, and when that happens, we know that it's not for real. So that will help you to react, and then you will find Halloween so much fun. And just like we also mentioned, that there is a storm coming, and one of the great things that you need to do is prepare. Because once you're prepared, then it does give you that confidence, because you're ready to handle it. And that's what we're going to do with Halloween, being able to prepare you for what's going to happen. You're going to be able to do tricks and receive a treat.
Well, how did you prepare, Aunt Jewel?
Well, for Halloween, I went with my daughters, and we were looking at what type of contest, what type of costume it was going to be. So when we went to the store, we knew that those things were not real because we saw them hanging up on a hanger. So that was not the real person because it was on a hanger. And that helped us because we knew exactly what we wanted to do.
Well, did you pick a costume?
Yes, I did. I picked a costume that was like Snow White.
Ooh, like a ghost.
No, Snow White had 7 drawers, and she knew that they would not even bother her. As a matter of fact, they helped her. And they had all different emotions and personalities, just like you, I bet. 7, can you imagine? Very hard to keep up with.
Wow, starfish? 7 is certainly a lot.
Yes, so starfish, how do you prepare for Halloween? Have you picked out your costume yet?
Well, I was going to be a tennis ball.
You're going to dump all over the ocean.
Yes, and I can't wait to hand out the candy. And sometimes I will also bring apples because we also have to be healthy to the kids when they come trick-or-treating door-to-door.
I wonder if some of the kids out there would like to stop at your door since they're going to get healthy snacks. Well, we also know that the kids will be going out during the night and they are going to have to make sure that they eat their food before they go and make sure that they have a light on so that they can be seen and, of course, go with an adult.
Yes, you always want to be safe.
And that means it sounds like a lot of things that you have to be able to check off before you go out trick-or-treating. And that sounds very similar to having a list that we always mention every Sunday and every evening to the boys and girls before they get ready to go to bed, that they're going to have to make a list. And I think you can tell them, Starfish, what is a bedtime list? And probably already reacquaint some of the others who already know what that is. This is what you're going to have to do for Halloween, is have that bedtime list. Don't you think we should probably play that so that they can jog their memory on what it is?
Of course. We always have to have our bedtime list. Just like you said, you have a checklist for preparing for your costume. Some kids go to the store and buy a costume, and they have a joint group costume where multiple friends can be together and dress up as a group. I've also heard a lot of kids making up their own costume. It's something that they do with their mom and dad every single year. It's almost like a tradition. So as you plan for your costume,
before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you
Did you hug your daddy?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
Certainly the list, boys and girls.
And that will help them to be able to start to make their list between now and Wednesday when Halloween comes, and they'll be all ready.
Yes, of course. And like we heard from the song that we first played about being afraid, boys and girls, sometimes you're afraid if maybe you're just finished your story, you're about to close your eyes, it's all dark in your room, and you're scared. But you need to make sure that you just have no fear because you know your mommy and daddy are right next door and nothing will happen. So being afraid sometimes is very hard, but know that everyone is afraid, and nothing is wrong with it. Knowing that your mommy and daddy are right next door, and they will definitely protect you. Also, you might be afraid if you see some goblins or ghosts, but boys and girls, don't forget, behind it is a lovely boy and girl dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a mask, so don't be afraid.
Halloween night comes once a year when lots of spooky things appear. There's pumpkins and skeletons and scary sounds too, like when someone comes up and goes boom. Who let the ghost out? I wish they didn't do it. Who let the ghost out? What a fright. Who let the ghost out? They really blew it. Who let the ghost out on Halloween night? You better watch out when you trick or treat. There's little witches and goblins in the street. But the thing that just might scare you the most is if you meet up with a ghost.
Oh,
who let the ghost out? I wish they didn't do it. Who let the ghost out? What a fright. Who let the ghost out? They really blew it. Who let the ghost out on Halloween night? Was it you?
Ooh.
Was it you?
Let's
are you going to see a ghost? Starfish, what did you say?
I said, who let the ghost out?
I don't know. I wonder if it's Casper. That Casper was a friendly ghost. We don't know what Tony's going to be, or Jaden, or Duncan. I'm sure. Oh, I'm not sure what Kendall's going to be, or what Casey. Maybe they might be a princess. It's not so scary.
I know. Speaking of scary, I think I have a scary poem to read to you guys.
I would love to hear it, and I think that everyone would too. That's out there in Aunt Jill's Bedtime Story Hour listening. Ready, boys and girls?
This poem is called Afraid of the Dirt. Eepity creepity, oh what a fright, hiding from things that go bump in the night. Eekity squeakity, oh such a lark, I wish I wasn't afraid of the dark. Jack-o'-lantern, trick-or-treat, scary costumes out on the street. Ghosts and goslins in the air, stay inside, beware, beware. Eepity creepity, oh what a scare, constantly wondering, who goes there? Eekity squeakity, turn on the light, I don't like the dark of Halloween night. The end.
Wow. I think that might comfort them. I think all these things that we're doing are going to make Halloween so much fun for them. Don't you think, boys and girls? I know that Bella would think that. Starfish, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Boys and girls, have no fear. We're here to tell you stories. So don't be afraid just because Halloween night is coming. Halloween can be fun. You can cut out, have a fun time with a pumpkin and make faces.
Silly faces, too. They don't have to be scary. And when you finish, you can eat all the pumpkin seeds, and of course, with your mom and even your daddy or maybe your granny. And you can put them in the oven and be able to eat them after Thanksgiving is over. A real nice, healthy treat.
Yes, and you can do so many things with the pumpkin. Just like you said, pumpkin seeds, which are especially good. You can also make pumpkin pie or pumpkin spice soup. So many things.
Well, with doing all that and coming from outside, I think that we know, well, in fact, we know that they should be getting ready to take a bath so they could be able to go to bed. So,
oh, yes.
Starfish, did you want to talk about, you know, but before I do that, you know that costumes also are for animals, and animals sometimes are dirty just like you, boys and girls, even pigs.
Exactly. Animals certainly get dirty, and everyone must be squeaky clean. They even do have costumes for little dogs or cats, so everyone can join the fun and dress up. So, my boys and girls, aunts and uncles, doggies, kitty cats, let's get clean.
The water is fine, fine, fine. The soap is mine, mine, mine. Scrub and shine, shine, shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm. makes me feel at home like a baby whale. It's my bath time. Ba 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 bubbly bubble. Whoa 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 silky bubble. In my tub tub tub, I'm gonna scrub 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 every part of me. It's my bath time. Wash my toes, toes, toes. Scrub my ears and my nose. Wash my body, oh. It's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubbles. Whoa, 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 silky and shine, shine, shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm. Makes me feel at home like a baby whale. It's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubbles.
I think we're going to have some real clean trick-or-treaters real soon. And we have some wonderful books to be able to talk to you about what you should do. We have A Pony That Brushes His Teeth and A Pig That Takes a Bath. All this on Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul. And, of course, Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story Hour. Starfish, do you know that there is books that talk about animals, pets, also doing some of the things that kids out there do, too?
Yes, because they are my friends.
Mine, too. Even cats are our friends, and dogs are our friends, and even little gophers are our friends. And
everyone.
Some boys and girls, yes, some boys and girls, even snakes are their friends. And, of course, fish. So do you know any stories, Starfish, that talks about maybe a pig taking a bath?
Let me see. A piggy taking a bath? Boys and girls, have you ever heard such a thing? Well, I have. Do you want to hear it, Aunt Jewel?
Oh, I certainly do. After they're in the mud, why would they want to take a bath?
Well, little piggy, get in the tub. Little piggy, don't splash. Little piggy, here's the soap. Little piggy, here's the washcloth. Little piggy, wash behind your toes. It's time to rinse. Little piggy, let's get clean. Little piggy, come on
and let's be a clean machine.
Mm-hmm.
Little piggy, where are you? Little pig, what a mess. It's bath time. Come back, little piggy. Little piggy, you're now clean. The end.
A clean pig, and he didn't want to do it first, but he's all clean. So, boys and girls, we know that you can get in the bathtub because Little Piggy by Michael Dahl and also by Carolyn Vidal.
Oh, Little Piggy, you're so silly, but at least you got clean in the end.
They certainly did. So that must mean that the pony has to come in to brush his teeth. Boys and girls, do you have your toothbrush? Here's another book that was written by Michael Dahl and Orlo Fidel. This pony brushes his teeth. Do you want to hear about a pony starfish that brushes its teeth?
I do.
I know that Asa does because she loves horses. And so does Jayden. So here we go. A pony eats a lot each day, just like his dad. Now after ponies eat, he brushes his teeth just like dad. Now pony picks a toothbrush. He runs it under the water just like dad. Now pony squeezes out some toothpaste just like dad. Now pony brushes his teeth up and down, round and around, just like dad. Now pony makes sure to brush his tooth just like dad. Good job, brushing pony. Pony fills his mouth with water just like dad. Swish, 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 swish. Then pony spits the water out. Whoops! Sorry, Dad. The end.
Oh, pony.
I wonder if you boys and girls have ever done that. Try to spit the toothbrush out and spit it on your brother or sister or even your mom and dad. Sometimes I see some baseballs. Okay. Sometimes I see some baseballs spit out there. Stuff in their mouth, and whoops, it goes all on their shoes.
I always wondered how those ponies brush all the way back in their mouth.
Yes, it is a chore, and one of those things that was on the bedtime list. So are you sleepy yet, boys and girls?
Are you sleepy? I see some people dozing off.
So do I. Their eyes are getting heavy. I know that for sure. Brooklyn, she's trying to fight the sleep. She's not going to let it get her. Oh, Starfish, I caught her yawning.
I see that.
Trying not to show it. Did you see it?
I see it, that big.
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. I,
I can't stop yawning. Troubles are for me.
Mexican hot dance. Arriba, arriba.
I hear some yawns from you, starfish. And I already know that Pharaoh is already sound asleep a little bit. So we're doing just a good job here tonight, as all the boys and girls are eagerly awaiting for the special day of Halloween to get their treats and go to the Halloween parties and let everyone see their costume.
That's so exciting. I know the boys and girls are certainly looking forward to going to school and showing off their costume.
They are. Some of the schools even have a parade to show off their costumes.
Exactly. You are so right. I was speaking to a young girl named Maggie, and she said they have a parade all around their school.
That, I think, is so great to be able to do, so that everyone can see what each person is wearing, and maybe they might change their mind before Halloween, or maybe they might be that certain thing for next Halloween.
Exactly. And what if, by accident, you come in as the same costume as one of your classmates? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. Can you imagine how many Robins there probably is, or Spider-Man, or Ballerina?
I know. Or witches.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty popular costume. I have a book, because I know that some of the boys and girls are following, that I would really like to share. Would you like to hear it? Starfish, is called Owl Moon.
I would like to hear it, certainly.
Okay, it's called Owl Moon, and it's by Jane Yulin. Now, boys and girls, one of the things that's so good is to be able to do something with your grandpa, or even your ma, or your pa, or your aunt, or your uncle. That's only something that you get to do. And we're getting ready to read the story about Owl Moon. Now, a lot of times, you know, when we read the story, we sometimes have very soft music in so that it could be able to help you to fall asleep while you're listening to the story. It was late one winter night, not long past my bedtime, when Pa and I went owling. Sometimes even summer songs are really good too. There was no wind, the trees stood still as giant statues, and the moon was so bright, the sky seemed to shine. Somewhere behind us, a train whistle blew, long and low, like a sad, sad song. I could hear it through the woolen cap Pa had pulled him down over my ears. Now a farm dog answered the train, and then a second dog joined in. They sang out trains and dogs for a real long time, and when their voices faded away, it was as quiet as a dream. We walked on towards the sky, Pa and I. Now our feet crunched over the crisp snow, and the little gray footprints followed us. Now Pa made a long saddle, but mine was short and round. I had to run after him every now and then to keep up, and my short, round saddle bumped after me. But I never called out, because if you go owling, you have to be quiet. That's what Pa always says. I had been waiting to go owling with Pa for a long, long time. Now we reached the line of the pine trees, black and pointed against the sky, and Pa held up his hand, and I stopped right where I was and waited. He looked up as if searching the stars and if reading a map up there. The moon made his face into a silver mask. Then he called out, "Ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh." The sound of a great horn owl. "Ooh, ooh, 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 ooh." Again he called out. And then again, after each call, and for a moment we both listened, but there was no answer. Pa shrugged, and I shrugged. I was not disappointed. My brother all said, "Sometimes there's an owl, and sometimes there isn't." Now, boys and girls, just like we said, anticipation brings about all kind of emotions. And, of course, we were anticipating seeing an owl. Now, we walked on. Now, I could feel the cold as if someone icy's hand was palmed down on my back. And my nose and the top of my cheek felt cold and hot at the same time. But I never said a word. If going owling, you have to be quiet and make your own heat. We went into the woods. The shadows were the blackest thing I ever seen. They stained the white snow. My mouth felt furry, for the scarf over it was wet and warm. I didn't ask what kind of thing hid behind the trees in the middle of the night. When you go owling, you have to be brave. Now remember, boys and girls, I told you that all kinds of emotions will come out when you're waiting and anticipating. But you have to prepare. Then we came to a clearing in the dark woods. The moon was high above us. It seemed to fit exactly over the center of the clearing, and the snow below it was whiter than the milk in a cereal bowl. I sighed, and Pa held up his hand at the sound. I put my mitten over the scarf, over my mouth, and listened hard, and then Pa called, "Hoo! Hoo, 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 hoo." I listened so hard and looked so hard, and my ears hurt and my eyes got cloudy with the cold. Paul raised his face to call out again, but before he could open his mouth, an echo came threading its way to the trees. "Hoo, hoo, 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 hoo." Paul almost smiled. Then he called back, "Hoo, hoo, 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 hoo." Just as if he and the owl were talking about supper or about the woods or the moon or the cold. I took my mitten off, the scarf off my mouth, and I almost smiled too. The owl call came closer from high up the tree on the edge of the meadow. Nothing in the meadow moved. All of a sudden, an owl saddle part of the big tree saddle lifted off and flew right over us. We watched silently, with heat in our mouth and the heat of all those words we had not spoken. The saddle hooted again for 1 minute, 3 minutes, maybe even 100 minutes. We stared at one another. Then the owl popped its great wing and lifted off the branch like a shadow without a sound. It flew back into the forest. "Time to go home," Pa said to me. I knew then I could talk. I could even laugh out loud, but I was a shadow as we walked home. When you go owling, you don't need words or warm or anything but hope. That's what Pa said, the kind of hope that flies on silent wings over a shining owl moon. The end.
Wow. Yep. That was so exciting.
Wasn't that something for you? I mean, not knowing what was going to happen, but you knew that you wanted to see the owl.
Exactly.
And you didn't want to disturb it, but you trusted your paw. You knew that there was an adult, or your mother, or it could be your nana, but somebody was there, and you knew that it was going to happen. All you had to do was wait.
Yes, certainly trust is important, and that's why you have to trust in yourself and also your family. So then you'll have fear. There's nothing to be afraid of. Sometimes you're afraid of the first day of school. Sometimes you're afraid that you're going trick-or-treating and maybe you won't have your mom or dad with you, but they'll be a couple steps behind. But still, they're not walking with you. But have no fear. They're right behind you, making sure that everything will be okay.
You are so right. Because sometimes you might have a little fear when you ring that first doorbell. But I bet you after the 10th one, what do you think will be happening, Starfish?
After the last time, they will definitely be confident in themselves.
They'll be running to that next door. But you know, Starfish, I think some of the boys and girls are falling asleep. And we know that Kareem always does a real good job at getting them to sleep.
This is true, boys and girls. You know, it's just that time. Let's go over there. Let's go to our windows. Do you see that flickering light? I see the flickering light, too. And you know what that is? It's a star. So as we gaze upon it and make that wish, and before we go to bed, off into dreamland, let's listen to our dream song. Corinne Bailey Ray, Just Like a Star.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel of the night, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Wanted to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel thank you.
leather bottle. You look so sweet.
From tonight, I know that you're the only one. I've been confused and in the dark. Now I understand. Yeah, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hand.
Boys and girls, we want to make sure that we can do some of the Halloween tips, that when you go trick-or-treating, that it's a safe time, that you have so much fun. And moms and dads, I want to also give you a tip. Don't eat all the candy before you give it out for trick-or-treat. Starfish, do you have a tip?
I say, make sure that you bring a flashlight and many glow sticks with you when you're walking with a group, so that everyone can see you as you're going house to house.
That is a great idea, because when you're going, there are so many kids that are going up and down, so it's real good to be able to be lit up so everyone can see you. I have another tip, too. Make sure that when you go out, have either a mask that has large holes so that it doesn't block your view, or maybe you might even just draw on a mask, and I think that's a lot of fun too. You can be able to put on your mother's makeup or even buy Halloween makeup. Starfish, do you have another tip?
I would say make sure you check your candy and check your treats, and hoping there's no tricks, and mostly treats.
Another good tip, and my tip would be, make sure that you go with a group of friends. Of course, mommy and daddy is a good start, or a babysitter, because they'll make sure that you're safe. And remember, don't eat any of the candy until you go to get home, and your mommy and daddy could be able to check it out. Another tip.
Those sound like all great tips.
I think they're great, and I think that we've made more friends, and we need to tell them hello, or we need to say we're so glad that they have joined us, and we are getting so many new friends every time we come on each week.
Hello, boys and girls. Thank you so much for tuning in on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story. We love having friends. And we would like also to say our hellos. Hi, Asa. Hi, Tony. Hi, Jaden. Have a great night. Please, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, send us in names and kids who you would like for us to say hello to, because we love making new friends and spreading the word.
And even birthday songs, too. We love to hear about your birthday song. And we'd also love to hear about Randy Newman, his song. And thank you once again for joining us, because we love having you on Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. So let's, boys and girls, let's hear that song with Randy.
You got a friend.
Yes, you do.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past is. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Good to be back here.
You got a friend in me.
Welcome back, Archie.
You got a friend in me.
Oh, thank you.
You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You go seek it, our guest done me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
And I made lots of friends back west. Yes, I did.
You have a friend in all of us.
I did. I met a lot of friends, and you met friends. We all made friends, friends that we didn't even know we had.
I love friends.
And boys and girls, you have a safe, safe time going trick-or-treating. And don't eat too much candy, so that we'll be talking about don't get sick. And what do you do when you go see the doctor? That might be our next week's show.
And stay tuned for our old friends, Ava and Alara, who are going to talk about traveling the world.
Well, that would be real good, because we have all these holidays coming. And I know the boys and girls and moms and dads and aunts and uncles and nanas and grandpa, all the people who care would love to hear them again, because they're so bubbly and they bring so much joy.
Exactly, Angela. Have a wonderful evening.
I would love
Happy Halloween.
Ha 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 ha. Virtual Bedtime Stories. Thank you for joining us.
Why? Why?